Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Ellie Rees, who is the boss lady of Brickworks Estate Agents in London. Ellie, why aren't there more senior women in senior roles in estate agencies, especially the big chains? Talk to me.
So it's a really good question, and it's one I grapple with all the time.
Because you are quite vocal about it.
I'm really vocal about it. But I think we've got to be.
I love the way you rattle their cages by tagging them on LinkedIn. They don't reply back to you, though, do they?
I wrote to somebody recently who sent me a private message saying, thank you for doing this. And it was a really sweet email. And I said, you know what, I'm sorry it was a bit of a polemic because I had an article published in The Negotiator about this. And she said...
What does polemic mean? Because I don't know what
quite,
it means.
Quite. It means an attack.
All right.
It's a sort of good argument, but it's trying to take someone down. And she said, it has to be. It has to be. Because it is not time to be quiet and polite about this, you know. It is time to be vocal about this. And I want to caveat that, by the way, by saying I'm not a man basher and I'm not an estate agency basher. You know, I'm married to a straight white man and... I am an estate agent and I love my job and I love the industry. I think that there is just stark gender inequality and there really needs to be some kind of big shift. And the only way for us to create that shift is by talking about it openly. So we do have to have these open discussions and they're quite quickly shut down. I find that when I am vocal, particularly on social media, there's always somebody saying, oh, it's not like that where I work, or... well, you know, some of the best bosses I've ever had were women, or whatever it might be. But that conversation has to be open. And we have to all be a part of it. And it's not just about women talking about it. It's about men talking about it too. And us bringing them with us, because that is the way to create a better industry, a more diverse and more fair industry.
Do you think it's just an estate agency problem, or is it worse in an estate agency?
Surely not an estate agency problem, right? So we know... that society is unfair and there's huge gender inequality, particularly in the workplace. And we know that women historically have been at the bottom of the labour pyramid. It does seem to be particularly bad in business. And a state agency does seem to have a particularly strong monoculture. It has a strong, dominant white male culture.
Because there's a lot of... women in a state agency in the negotiator role, and you talk to any estate agent and even the CEOs of all the boards, they're quite proud of the fact that I was a negotiator and they worked themselves up. Is there something...
What CEOs of the boards? Women? Once.
No. What I'm saying is most of the CEOs say, I started at the bottom
right.
And I worked my way up. And there are lots and lots of women who become estate agents, negotiators. What's yeah. holding them back from going up to the valuer, to manager? Are they running their own business? You know, if you actually look, I mean, I put this subject out, especially letting agents.
Is different to sales.
Yes, I agree.
Really different, because that's much more
there's a lot of
female orientated
yes,
than sales. And sales is much more the kind of targets and the myopic focus. Okay. And the kind
is that because of the type of personality that is attracted to a state agency? That you know, it is a very, you know, egotistical look at the size of my willy sort of environment, you know, the type of person that
it's traditionally cutthroat and it's traditionally sales target driven and it's traditionally become increasingly transactional. But I think the question is that still relevant? Aren't we more a customer service industry? Aren't we...
Because it's interesting you use the word industry and not profession.
Aren't we more customer service driven profession
okay.
now?
But we used to be a profession, but now we've turned into an industry, which is one step down from profession.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it sounds more pejorative, it sounds more negative.
Because it's kind of like let's be honest, just change the font and the font and the colour, and most estate agents look exactly the same. We are homogenised. We have become homogenised. You can't tell the difference. So really, it's a case of whoever shouts the loudest. And you're absolutely right. It has a state agency become a target driven? Let's just hit the targets. Let's hit the targets. I mean, 6 in 10 houses sell with the second estate agent. That surely proves that it's all about the listing and not the sale. But our job is to help people move.
Yeah, and I don't know what the original question was.
The original question was, is that why is it there aren't more senior women in senior roles? What's holding them back?
So we were talking about it being, well, I don't think they're holding themselves back. And if you look at, there's endless data and endless research, okay? So it's also important to say that you can inform yourself by doing a lot of reading on this. There are lots of stats. We know, that there isn't a competence gap or an intelligence gap.
Okay.
We know that. We all agree, I think, I hope, that we know that in terms of ability and intelligence, women and men are on a level peg.
So I agree with you on that. The question is this. Are women holding themselves back?
No, please don't even ask me the question.
Well, I've got to be your foil. I don't know. It's not that I necessarily agree what's coming out of my mouth, but the purpose of me to interview is to be your foil. Is it a case of the amount of times that I've, and again, am I wrong in making this assumption that when there's a branch manager's job and there's 10 points, a man will say, I get 7 out of 10, sod it, I'll just wing the rest. Whilst I've heard many times from women, that if you haven't got all 10, they won't go for it.
That's on an individual level. And I think that's a confidence thing, and I think that does come into it. But the confidence thing is also about the culture that you're within. And if you're within a dominant culture and you don't fit, you tend to try to make yourself fit. It's harder to be outspoken and it's harder to sort of push your way through because there's more resistance, right?
So how do you get through? It's really complicated.
And it's so kind of ingrained and embedded in the culture of a state agency. And how do you get through? So that's the other thing is that going back, we know that boys and girls are equal academically when they're little. We know that graduates are equal academically and in terms of how competent they are and what their potential success is going to be. Okay. So I agree with you. What happens? I don't know exactly, but I have an idea that I think I know what happens.
I mean, is it fair that, you know, we're talking about these senior roles in senior estate agency, and you could probably count on these two hands the number of big firms, but that isn't UK estate agency, is it? That probably, you know, your Winkworths, your Connells, your Countrywide, your big firms.
Worst offender.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about individual firms in another video.
No, but what they do is they have the most visibility. They're the most prominent.
Do you think there's responsibility for them firms to fly the flag?
Have to set a precedent. They have to set precedent for working practice.
But isn't their job to make money, not necessarily have a quota of women?
That depends on your philosophy on life. And if the only reason for life is to make money, then we're all deep trouble, right?
It comes back to what you were saying about it's not about the reason being there and the art. But surely,
And it's top down, by the way. So if we look at why aren't there, where are these role models? You know, I've talked to you before about how when I first came into agency, the thing I regret is not having a female role model.
But you're a role model now for the women watching this.
Well, if
they're feeling that there's a glass ceiling at your Savills and your Knight Franks and all your other posh agents because you haven't got a silver spoon in your mouth or you're not posh enough, surely they should set up by themselves like you have.
It's not just about being posh. I think because there's...
Putting aside your class.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be posh to work for Countrywide or Connells or Hart. The question is this, is if there aren't that role models in the bigger agents, surely, and you're competent enough, go and set your own agency up. Or are you saying that
that's just saying it's broken over here and so therefore I have to do something else. Rather than saying, why is it broken over here? How can we fix it being broken over here? Because then that's not giving people the choice to work for those large agencies. And why shouldn't they have the security to work for those agencies if they want to?
What should those big agencies be doing in the last 30 seconds of this video? And we'll carry on this conversation in other videos.
All sorts of things. I mean, it's about recruitment. It's about looking at unconscious bias and invisible prejudice. It's about looking at quotas in the C-suite, I mean, CEOs and the number of, you know, executive board directors who are men and women, making just really interrogating diversity and equality policy.
Should we look at that in the next video?
Yeah.